All right, we're back. Another freshman. He's been absolutely incredible recently here. Johnny Furphy, freshman Furphy from Kansas. 6'9", 205-ish wing. Really one of the kind of only real three and D wings in this class outside of Reese Shea and Cody, I would say, at least in the top of the draft. What are your thoughts with Johnny?
Welcome to the party, pal. I feel like Johnny is here's Johnny. I feel like he's really, I think he's crashing the party. I think he's going to be, if he, we talked about this, we said, okay, who do you want to talk about this for this episode? And I was like, Cody, who the hell else do you think I want to talk about? And then I was like, well, what else do you think? And he goes, let's get weird. Let's talk about Johnny Furphy. And I was like, oh, Metcalf, here we go. And I knew he'd been pressing. I knew there was some buzz starting to get cooking, really. And then I turned on the tape at 2 a.m. this morning because I don't have a life and my newborn child doesn't want me to have a life. And yeah, that was a jolt of coffee the moment I was watching it. There's awesome stuff all over the place. I'm like, yes, I'm in on the Johnny Furphy experience. I don't think it's fake. If you went and watched his stuff when it came announced that he was going to reclassify for everyone, he was from Australia. He's from Melbourne, Australia, reclassified. He was with Center of Excellence, very prestigious program in Australia. And when you watched his stuff in the beginning of the year, when it announced that he reclassified, I was like, oh my gosh, this kid, beautiful stroke, tall, can shoot the crap out of it. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's dribbling up the court and he throws up like a vicious monster poster dunk on three guys. And I'm like, whoa, what is this? And it seemed like it was just like, okay, maybe this is a next year guy that gets really cooking with a full offseason. Kansas was kind of struggling a little bit. They put him in the starting lineup. He's averaging 14.5 points per game in his last four games since they put him in the starting lineup, shooting splits of 15-5-47. I'm in. what do you got, Metcalf? I'm in.
How in?
I'll tell you. I updated my board today. Give me the number.
14. I don't care.
I got him at 28. I got him at 28. I feel really good about 28. I feel great about 28. I will say this. I had him at 28. I kept watching it and I was like, I love him. I was just like, he, you know what it is, Metcalf? It's this is guys like this. You all of a sudden start watching and you're like, what do I not like? And I'm like, he has a gorgeous shot. He can get to his spots really quick. He's great at relocating.
His off-ball movement is incredible.
The
especially like offensive rebounding, yes. Relocation threes. It's all just supernatural. I have plenty of clips. Don't worry.
It's unbelievable. I'd be like, he come out of nowhere for an offensive rebound, throw it back out, and I was like, he's gonna go get a wide open three now, and he just run baseline. I was like, that stuff leaps off tape to me when I'm watching. I'm like, that is someone with great awareness, understanding of where he's supposed to be, understanding of playing his role and how can I make an impact. And then he has the athleticism he runs like a deer in transition.
He's a really good athlete.
He gets nasty on people. If you go watch his, that was weird phrasing. If you go watch his stuff at Australia, like he dunks on people like with anger. It's fun. It sneaks up on you. He's thin frame. He's would be a golden ticket if he declares in this class. Like I would be like a team saying like, we're drafting him. We're building him up for a couple years. Go ahead. Someone outside my place is apparently just honking a horn as much as it possibly can. So sorry guys.
Yeah. I know this is a rich name and I texted you it.
What did you text me it? No, you
I didn't. Thought so.
Oh, you didn't. You didn't.
He's giving me Trey Murphy vibes.
Yep. You did text me that. I can't tell if I hadn't had my coffee yet or if I looked down and I was like, oh my goodness.
Okay. So I'm going to have a little fun with numbers here. Just looking at Bartorvik, for players from a true high major conference who are at least 6'9", had an effective field goal rate over 60, 3-point field goal percentage over 40, and attempted at least 10 three-pointers per 100 possessions. Johnny Furphy is one of 8 players to do that. He is the only freshman, and a couple others are Cam Johnson and Trey Murphy.
Good list.
Really good list. So my thing with Furphy at the beginning of the year was the flashes were there. They were, the shot looked good. The size was good. The athleticism checked out. It's like, all right, this is a guy who could be a massive sophomore riser, but he just wasn't getting the opportunity. And then Bill Self realized that there was zero shooting on that team and zero wing defenders on that team, you know, obviously excluding Kevin McCullough. And all right, Johnny, give us something. And good Lord, has he given them something. It's, I'm just lost for words. Really good podcast content here.
But no, it is a loss.
It's shocking how good he's been.
I have some really aggressive thoughts, and I'm trying to figure out if I want to spill them. I have a buddy I have to give a shout out to, my buddy Mayor, die hard Kansas Jayhawks fan. Every year, Mayor messages me before the year, and he's like, hey, should I get excited about these incoming freshmen? Because he knows I'm into the draft, and I tell him the truth. I'm like, yeah, you can do it. And I told him at the end of the year, I was like, hey, Furphy's going to be a cool guy. He might not be this year, but he might be a really stud next year. And Mayor messaged me after Kansas' last game, and he goes, Furphy rocks. He's like, this kid, is he a prospect for this year? I know you. And so, like, and he's one of those diehard fans. He watches every game, and that speaks loud too. I love when people do that because I'm like, oh, all right. And then I went and just like you said, I went and watched this stuff and I'm like, my goodness, there's a little fun, this or that. Everyone's favorite Ooh. Game. Ooh. We're going to get a lot of heat for this one. Bazelis or Furphy?
Currently Bazelis.
I thought I was going to get you to bite. No, I have Bazelis still, but my problem is I thought Bazelis was going to be what Furphy's doing right now. I still like Bazelis, but I
think the upside of Bazelis is still much higher. Am I a little more confident in the baseline for Johnny Furphy? Maybe.
Furphy's just, his motor's cooking. I love how he plays. Okay, let's clip this. I'm too much fun.
I'm just going to run through a handful of numbers here.
Okay, go for it.
So Furphy currently offensive rating of 125.7, effective field goal rate of 66.1, offensive rebounding rate of 7.1, defensive rebounding rate of 17, assist rate of 5.4, which bad, but we'll get into. Turnover rate of just 10.3, very good. Block and steal rates both at 1.8. Shooting 74.1% from 2, 41.7% from 3 on 11.8 three-point attempts per 100 possessions. When we go to synergy, 95th percentile in spot while spotting up, 68th percentile in transition, 92nd percentile on all jumpers, 75th shooting off the catch, 96th percentile shooting at the rim, where he is shooting 76%.
Good numbers.
He rocks. All right, where do you want to start with the clips?
I don't know.
Offense, defense, shooting, off-ball movement.
Let's you pick.
What do you want?
Dealer's choice.
Let's start simple with just some of the relocation stuff. So none of this is going to really pop off the screen, besides, you know, beautiful shooting stroke. But just watch how effortlessly he glides into these little open pockets and just makes that passing window for his teammates easier. It's really subtle stuff, but it's absolutely crucial for him creating these really good looks and creating these open windows for his teammates. Like, this isn't anything overly complicated, but it's just second nature to him. And the fact that he just knows where he kind of needs to keep drifting to keep the offensive spacing perfect and free himself up for an open shot while also providing that really easy outlet to his teammate, it's really important for an off-ball shooter.
Yeah, I'll say this in a very blunt way. It's not because Metcalf is being nice. It's not overly complicated, but not everyone wants to do it because it requires being having your attention nonstop, constantly being engaged and understanding like when the ball moves, I need to move, and balancing the floor spacing. It's something that, you know, a lot of guys don't understand. And a lot of guys that play overseas really do understand because they've been drilled in fundamentals. And
God, that's deep.
It's deep. There's a lot of good stuff. This one's fantastic. Like this one is, it's great understanding of just keep spacing and balance the floor. And
he doesn't get to that spot too quickly where he can't step into the shot where let me fast forward, get to it.
No, it's okay. I'll watch all of these.
I mean, he just kind of, it'd be really easy for him to just sprint to that elbow. But by kind of just drifting into it, he's able to step into it and just immediately launch that with real ease, real comfort, and just gorgeous fluidity.
Yeah, because he's trying to make the closeout as hard as possible for his defender. So you're trying to get away, obviously, for obvious reasons, to get a good shot, but you're just trying to get your window bigger. And any type of movement, I know that one's a standstill, but right here, if you stay there, he's not coming. But the fact that you keep moving makes that closeout impossible. And yes, it's a great point by Dirty Dancer, who I just love. He's always commenting on every episode. We love you. But yes, they're deep. It's not just a three that's, you know, like right on the line. He's shooting legit range at 6'8", 6'9", with touch in a great form.
All right. This one, it wasn't a three, but I love the off ball movement here.
Yes.
That's just perfect. So left wing cuts through. They kick it to the wing. As Furphy's cutting through, he's waving for that pass to come because he knows they have a numbers advantage over here, because that West Virginia center does not want to leave Hunter Dickinson alone at the free throw line. Instead of flaring out to the corner, Furphy sees that the restricted area is completely wide open. It just cuts there, easy dunk.
Yeah, it's just a lot of really good understanding of being like, I'm supposed to go to the corner, but this is a wide open play. Yep. Thank you.
Just that movement, that understanding of spacing, it's just second nature to him. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Keep them coming. Here. They're going to get sexier because I watched everything I could possibly see this morning on him. So I know they're only going to get more fun. Yes.
great offensive rebound. Immediately kicks it back out, relocates, always ready for the shot.
There's about 15 of those in the last couple of games. I mean, it's just like, okay, go get it. Be a basketball player.
He sees his defender peeking, turns his back on him. Looks that the hands are always ready. The shot prep.
Doesn't need long. Not a low load.
There we go.
On his shot. There we go. Words are hard. And he has a thin frame. So that's good. Like
he's listed at like 205.
Yeah. But I'm saying that his frame's going to fill out. Like his upper body will fill out. But like you don't need to. A lot of those guys you see, like they got to load up. They got to really bring the ball down. And I hate that because it's just added time. His is just ready to roll right away.
Yeah, and you know, the threat of the shot creates stuff like this where he's a little pump, gets the hard closeout.
That's the stuff that you're like understanding that like, oh, I hit a couple shots, now I can do this, and it's just all over the place. It's just really good at recognition because there's young guys that want to shoot that as much as possible. There's also guys that are like, okay, now I can go attack.
Yeah, and you know, I know he's not a high level playmaker. I would be shocked if he ever is. But little stuff like that, he doesn't get an assist there. It doesn't show up in the box score, but it's using that shooting gravity to create something for his teammates, because that subtle little shot fake forces that long closeout. Now that defender's out of the picture, forces the rotation. You dump it off to your big man.
Yeah, going to the line.
Absolutely perfect offense. All right.
No, keep him coming.
Let's go with this one. This is one of my favorite sequences from him. Just awesome on ball defense. Bryce Thompson makes an absurd shot here, but that defense is perfect. I'm just going to let it run because now it goes into the offense here. It's a little longer clip, so just stay with me.
No, it's fine.
Spotted up in the right corner. Kansas is running their stuff. Furphy.
Yes. Again,
defender turned his back.
Get back right. I love this place so much. I just love it. Like, how many guys do we see doing this? And then staying locked in of like, okay, I can get the ball back now.
He doesn't go until Thompson turns his back there. And he's kind of drifting back towards half court like he's not going to crash. Then, of course, he crashes and immediately gets rid of it, resets, shot ready, finds that open pocket in the corner because his man has completely forgotten about him and has no idea where he is. Wide open three.
His man, the moment he realized that Furphy got the ball, I think he even threw his hands up like, what the? Like, how did he go? Like, so that's good recognition, though. That's a smart player that's just kind of like, okay, let me find my spot to go attack. And also, it takes desire. Like, that is desire.
Yeah.
It's not a skill. That is desire. That is a, I'm going to do this even when I'm only getting it 10% of the time because the ball doesn't bounce the right way, but also understanding where the ball might bounce. You know, Dennis Rodman was always great at that, of understanding angles. It's just heart and desire. That's all it is. Who wants it? And those guys are special.
It's always Johnny.
It's always Johnny.
All right. Let's move into some of the defense stuff because I think he's a really good defender. I think he lacks a little bit of polish at the end of some of these drives, but overall his footwork is really strong, really competitive, uses his length well, and rarely fouls.
That's good stuff. I know that's a little sloppy, but for where I would say that's fantastic. I like the feet never get set in the cement. I like that he stays engaged. Like the hands, little handsy there. That's okay. But he has a lot of times where he's getting the hands out, which you don't see anymore. Like guys just let their hands sit, like tied to their ankles. And I'm like, get your hands out if you have that length, especially at 6'9". Like, that's fine. His feet will get a little bit better, but I think that's good balance.
But he has the length to kind of make up for
yes.
any of you know, foot speed deficiencies. But even on his closeouts, he's under control. And Otega always one of the better slashers in the country right now, and he's consistently keeping him in front of him here. What I love on top of all of that is that after he forces these kickouts and Oklahoma goes into a pick and roll, he's tagging the roller here and being a good weak side defender, being a good teammate, and then recovering to his stuff under control away, you know, not being a big time shooting threat makes that a little easier. But he's doing this in every game that you watch from him where he's really active on the weak side, moves his feet well, gets in a defensive stance, hands out. He's not hand checking guys. It's just, and then he constantly turns possessions like this into spot up threes or dunks in transition going the other way.
Yeah, that's stuff you get excited to work with because you can work with like the closeout, like angling a little bit if you want. But like the fact that he can move that quickly laterally, it's fantastic. That's why you get excited about him as a potential little developmental piece. Because you're seeing all of the flashes and areas that you can get pumped about, get excited about working with. That's all you had? I was about to get ready for like 24 hours of Johnny Furphy clips.
No, that's all I got.
Are we just getting too excited? Are we getting too excited about him in this class? Or do we think this is a legit top 20 guy? He needs to keep it up. We'll it that way. He needs to keep this up. Yes.
Yes, of course.
Or everyone tries to, you know, old takes exposed or freezing cold takes. Like, he has to keep this up for a month at least.
Yeah.
So, before he starts getting serious, like, oh, Furphy might be a guy.
I think
he is, but go ahead. Sorry.
I have him at 14. So I think this last month of play from him has been is more than warranted middle of the first round conversation. And if I think he's going to be Trey Murphy-esque and that type of player, that type of shooter, that type of athlete, that type of defender, then why would you not take him top 10? And obviously, you know, things could tail off down the stretch. This is a hot month for him. He's going to, you know, maybe he has to come back. But as of right now, of what he's doing right now and over the last month plus, he's proving to me, at least, that he is a real legit 3-and-D wing with at least one bona fide NBA skill with his spot-up shooting. And then I think the athleticism and defense are just about there, too.
I mean, he's coming off a game he just had 23 and 11. Yeah. And they have a gauntlet coming up. They've got at Iowa State, Oklahoma State, Houston, Kansas State. And then here's a little fun stretch. Baylor, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Texas, BYU, Baylor. So
that matchup against Bridges will be fun on Baylor.
Yes. We're going to find out in a hurry. If he can keep doing this and then we get to those sweet spots of Baylor, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Texas, and he's doing this, everybody better get your damn Johnny Furphy fan club memberships revoked or are renewed, because things are going to get interesting. I think it's legit. I am excited to keep watching him. I'm saying that. And if he goes out and has 9-5 the next game, it's not like going to be a, oh gosh, here we go. He's not ready for next year. I think it's just, we need a couple more of these games and things get interesting. And if he keeps doing this and making winning plays, then we're going to be cooking.
Absolutely. Any final thoughts on Furphy or
no? 14. No. Wow. I love how aggressive you get. I love it.
But six nine shooter like that with that athleticism and defense.
And I've seen some other people buying into the upside all year, so hats off to them.
But, the other guys that kind of match that criteria in this class are Risa Shea and Cody Williams, and they're in everyone's top five. I know those guys have a little bit more on ball stuff, especially Cody, but I you know, there's no one else outside of those two in most people's first rounds who are 6'9", shoot 40% from three and defend on ball and off ball the way he does, and move like he does. You know, I can hear some of the conversations for Tyler Smith, who's been awesome, to Jane Saloon, who's been really good. But I think those guys are closer to power forwards and, you know, true forwards and, you know, bigs than Furphy, who's more of just a pure wing. So
I'm really excited. We're really, really big fans at No Ceiling. So yes, that's a good one. Thank you, Dirty Dancer. Oh, I agree with you, Metcalf. I agree. I'm very excited.
Okay. Let's take our final break and then jump into Jordan Hawkins.